plastic smiles and vapid sound bites from beauty queens make pageants and debutante balls seem like prime examples of an empty ritual, and make them prime targets for the disdain of snarky college students. In our second story, Will Rogers took his camera down to the Texas Rose Festival and expected no more than hairspray and $1,000 dresses. He saw plenty of ornate clothing, but he also learned to set his feelings aside and appreciate the role the festival plays in the lives of its participants and the community it supports. The story is told by his companion on the journey and co-producer of the film, John Ho.
We look at your escort. We're going to have some walking upstairs lessons and walking downstairs lessons at the end of this group. So when you all walk off stage, Victoria, are you listening to me, baby doll?
Pardon?
When we finish with this, we're going to have some lessons on walking down the steps and walking up the steps. Arms up, please. Here we go.
In the fall of 2008, my friend Will asked me to fly to Tyler, Texas, to help him film a documentary about the Texas Rose Festival. He described it as a celebration of youth, beauty, and status, the young women wearing extravagant dresses. Will had grown up with this festival in his town, and he wanted to expose it to the world. I had never been to Texas, and I didn't know what a debutante was, but Will bought my ticket, and we boarded the plane. I'm John Ho, and this is the story behind the Texas Rose documentary.
Women and civic leaders discovered that one of the greatest treasures in Tyler was in their own backyards. The beautiful rose was the focus of all their efforts to bring the spotlight on Tyler. It all started with the roses.
We stayed at Will's house in Texas. His family reminded me of the Brady Bunch. And everyone seemed to have an opinion about the Rose Festival. We went straight to the theater to start filming. On the outside, it felt like any other building, but inside it was a whole different world. We saw hundreds of volunteers running around, coordinating a show where sophomore girls in college wear the most extravagant dresses I had ever seen. Then they walked across the stage while the audience applauded. Every dress represented something different. There was a Star Wars dress, a blue bonnet dress, a peacock constellation, a Botticelli's Venus, and a football dress.
Okay, I'm representing football. It's got the Dallas Cowboys theme. I have a big cape. It's got the yard lines. I had three choices, and I chose this one, I guess.
What better game to celebrate than America's most favorite Monday night sport?
It seems like part of American culture I don't see in California or the world in general. As if walking across the stage marked a transition from girlhood to womanhood. But Will wanted to understand why they did it. One at a time, we started interviewing them.
I just say it's like tradition. It's like a chance for us to come out and, you know, I don't know.
I just thought it was just an extravagant costume, you know, so fun, exciting, get to meet people. I love to dress up, so everyone gets to dress up and kind of step out of reality and do something different.
My mom's best friend lives in Tyler. My mom's best friend's friend is kind of a weird situation, but she called and asked to see if anybody wanted to do it, so I said yes.
We interviewed about 10 debutantes, and it seemed like each interview fell short of Will's expectations. He was frustrated, like there was some deeper motivation that he couldn't access. We finished filming, and I turned on a tape recorder to document what he was going through.
Waste of equipment, bad footage, no story, a bunch of people saying absolutely nothing to each other and smiling the whole time.
He told me that he hated the Rose Festival for his entire life, and that he came back to Texas to document that hate. He wanted to expose the Rose Festival as shallow and meaningless, but the story we were finding was more complicated than that.
Well, because it's not doing anything. I mean, I'm shooting this documentary, hopefully reaching some deeper depth of humanity through capturing one of the very most superficial things in the world. I don't know why, but I think if you point your camera at the most superficial thing you've ever heard of, you could somehow find something deep within it? I don't know.
But he wasn't finding anything deep. Even though it seemed significant to the people involved, he still couldn't make sense of it. I had learned that in the past, Will's family was not involved with the Rose Festival. Will and his older brothers never participated. But in the last 2 years, Will's younger brother and his sister started getting involved. This may seem random, but I thought of it like Star Trek, and the Borg was assimilating Will's family, slowly pulling them into the Rose Festival tradition. In Star Trek, the Borg is like a machine disease that takes away people's sense of humanity. In Texas, I felt like Will was like Captain Picard, and had come to Tyler to fight the Borg, and that he would either bring back his family from the Borg, or he would get assimilated himself. Neither of these seemed to be happening. On the last night of filming, we were still basically where we started, asking people how they got involved.
My mom was in this, and my sister, and about 100 other cousins.
I had family members that were in Rose Fest. I don't know, my grandmother told me about it, too.
My aunt was queen. My mom was a train bearer and a lady-in-waiting. And my dad actually escorted her. That's kind of cool. And then our whole, like, family, like, down the line, they've been in it, too.
Everyone had some sort of family connection, like they were doing this thing because of their parents, but also for themselves. We talked to one girl named Hassie.
Wait, is this gonna be? What is this gonna be in?
It's part of the documentary. It's a student film.
Are you gonna be like making fun of debutantes?
This is Hassie.
Well, it's mostly just like the. I don't wanna.
Originally, I thought it was just a superficial thing, and I was kind of embarrassed to tell my friends, and all my professors laughed at me. There's a lot of really bad connotations that go with it, but at the end of the day, it's a learning experience, it's a social thing, building relationships that'll last a lifetime. I talked to one lady today, and she married her escort, who she had never met before, and so it's really something, it's special. I guess it's being a girl and becoming a woman, to say the least.
So for Hassie, it was clear that she wasn't interested in doing it, but that after she started getting assimilated, she enjoyed it.
Well, and I kept telling my mom, I'm doing this for you, Mom, I'm doing this for Grandma, I'm doing this for someone else, but at the end of the day, I have to be doing it for myself, and I have to be confident about it, and otherwise it'll show on stage.
I thought about the way that family was important for Hassie and for everyone else that we met. It seemed clear that the tradition was passed down from parents to children, and that even though the children might not have understood it at first, they eventually embraced it. So I decided to talk to Will's parents. I wanted to know what sort of Rose Festival tradition they passed down to Will. His dad told me that when he moved to Tyler in 1980, he thought the Rose Festival was strange. And today, he still thinks that it's strange. His mom treats it like Santa Claus. Even though she doesn't believe that he's real, she doesn't want to take that belief from other people. It reminded me of an episode of The Simpsons, where Lisa Simpson discovers the real truth behind the legendary founder of Springfield, named Jebediah Springfield. In the car, I turned on the tape recorder and talked to Will about it. We were on our way home from the last day of production.
It just made me think, in a sense, you know, that Lisa in the story, you know, Lisa finds the truth and wants to expose it to the general public. But then she realizes that it gives something to the community. If she just blurted out who Jebediah really was, you know, it kind of destroyed the mythology, the city mythology. Do you really want to destroy something that helps certain people? And I don't know what else to say, Will. What do you think?
I guess I don't have anything better that I would that I would do. At one point I said, I don't know, I guess I'm still just trying to make sense of it all.
I could tell that Will was emotionally exhausted. In 4 days of filming, we had shot over 15 hours of footage. The stress had exposed everything about Will's connection to his hometown and its town tradition. He couldn't process any of it yet, though. So 6 months later, I caught up with Will while he was editing in California. So what are you working on right now?
So basically, I'm editing footage of the Queen. The Rose Queen is the central figure of the festival. In this scene, the Queen's dressmaker is standing right next to the Queen, and he's describing her dress.
Can you play it for me?
Yeah, sure.
Why don't you focus over here? We have the two doves. These are Christmas doves. And then she has five crowns down here that represent the five queens in her family. And the fleur-de-lis is from...
Kappa Kappa
Kappa. Kappa Kappa. These are her great loves. There are 75 stars on the train that represent the 75th anniversary of the Rose Festival. So it's a symbolic costume.
It is very symbolic.
And done in her colors, she looks fabulous.
So I'm just wondering if you have come to any realizations about your relationship to the Rose Festival.
I thought you'd ask me that. I mean, you know, we spent so much time trying to figure out why these young women were even attending this thing. What was their motivation behind getting involved, you know? The whole time, though, I never really thought about my own motivation to get involved. I mean, I guess you can go with the Captain Picard analogy and say I was out there to expose something, but really I think I just wanted to make a good movie. My biggest trouble during production was that I couldn't even visualize that movie. After some time looking at the footage, though, I'm reminded by why I was interested in this thing in the first place. It's because it's interesting to look at. I guess it's just bonus that I'm able to introduce California to my hometown and its quirky traditions.
So after looking at the footage for 6 months, Will was able to establish a comfortable relationship with the Rose Festival tradition and appreciate the beauty of the images themselves. Just like his younger brother and sister, Will starts to get assimilated.
Will Rogers is a senior, majoring in film studies, and the coordinator for the show's iTunes video component. You can learn more about his documentary at rosedocumentary.blogspot.com.